You know, first of all, if you look at the nature of the government, the civil servants, you know, they deserve to be paid at the end of the month. Now, we have the government that does not keep the contract, you know, between its employees. We can never expect, you know, that so the civil servant working for the government, you know, for a good number of months, and now we're ending the year. And this is a concern. So I think the government of South Sudan has an obligation, you know, to pay all arrears and the salaries.
As you know, South Sudan was supposed to be going to national elections. So you have here a recommendation that the national government should provide the required funding and resources to the National Constitution Review Commission so that it can carry out its work. Do you see a political will for this to be done?
First of all, if the government does not fulfill its obligation, you know, to pay the civil servant, I don't think there will be a miracle, you know, to pay for the National Constitutional Review Commission, because it's one of the requirements in the peace agreement for the country that South Sudan to hold an election. They need to have a permanent constitution, you know, before going for the election. As we speak now, the National Constitutional Review Commission, even the issue of civic implications, it's not yet started due to lack of funding from the government. And this is very serious. So the government is supposed to put the commitment so that the donors will come and see and put the source in place. But lack of the political will, this is what delays everything, you know. Because if you look at the National Constitutional Review Commission, it's supposed to be done during the pre-interim period, you know, when they signed the Arabs in 2018. But now we're going to 5 years. I think the issue of political will is going to take us back, you know, because in this country, we have some invisibles. So these invisible people do not want peace, you know, to prevail in the country. They want to continue, they want to live with the confusion so that they can influence, so they can continue like that. And also we have some elements. These are the people who are being sanctioned by the West. For instance, we have some government officials who have been sanctioned by U.S. government and the U.K. government and the European Union. Those people, they do obstruction, you know, on the implementation of the peace agreement.
These recommendations were submitted to the national government. What do you think about their implementation? How were they received?
One of our arguments is that we have the six government forum, the seven, and now the eight. So what happened in the first place is why the previous resolution were not implemented, because either there's an issue in the office of the president, or there's a lack of follow-up, you know, to the ten states and also to the African citizen areas. However, I think it's up to civil society organizations to follow up in order to be implemented by the government.